If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And we're coming to you with another special episode.
Draft. Yeah, we drafted.
We
be drafted. We've done this a couple of times before. We have done team drafts, and you can check them out on YouTube or the podcast feeds for Avengers. We've done it for X-Men, and we did it for Thunderbolts to setting up the movie. This time, we're going to do it, of course, because it's the hot thing on everybody's lips. Fantastic Four. We're going to be doing a team draft for Fantastic Four. And I'll tell you, before we get into the rules or anything like this, even thinking about this, these have all had their own tricky things about it. This is a weird one.
This is the hardest one, I think.
Because we only get four. It's upsetting.
Only four. Yeah, it's four. It's right there in the name. They have to be fantastic. And there are four of them.
Well, that's upsetting because me and Justin wanted more picks, and you were no.
Well, no, but Alex is right. I think the real task here, when you were doing X-Men, Avengers, Justice League, or we haven't done Avengers yet, but Justice League, any of these teams, like there's a lot more leeway in what you're doing. Because you can make up for one sort of weirder choice by doing a much more mainstream choice later. But with this,
so you're saying
everything has to be in perfect balance here.
Alex is the taskmaster, is what you're saying.
Not just it has to be in perfect balance, but versus those other teams which have had rotating rosters, and like we talked about in the previous drafts, you have your feelings about the teams like, oh no, Wolverine has to be on the X-Men, or oh, if we're talking about Justice League, you gotta have the Trinity there. Like, everybody has those feelings, but there have been many quote-unquote definitive versions of those teams. Yeah. Fantastic Four is four people. It's Reed Richards, it's Sue Storm, it's Ben Grimm, it's Johnny Storm. That's the team, and occasionally they have people sub in, or they have the new Fantastic Four, or they have members of the Future Foundation thing come in and sub in there. They even had a whole new roster under, it was Dan Slott and Michael Allred, I believe, right, who came in and took over. But those are always like, oh, the Fantastic Four is out of town and somebody needs to hang out at the Baxter Building for a while.
Yeah. Always a little strange. I mean, especially the new FF, which is was a pretty naked marketing scheme.
I mean, it would be crazy if anybody on this podcast was planning on drafting just down the line the new Fantastic Four. That would be a nuts strategy.
That would be a big no-no.
You guys want to fight me already or what?
Yeah, it's called a pre-fight, and it's what we do every podcast.
So let's do this. Who's going first?
Hold on.
You got me too riled up, goddammit.
Yeah, I know. This happens at the beginning of every draft podcast. Now, the thing, though, is we are going to expand it. We're not just going to include the main members of the Fantastic Four because this would be over very quickly. We are going to include those new Fantastic Four members. And in fact, just to organize things, we're going by the list of Fantastic Four members who are on Wikipedia. So we've got the main characters. We've got a bunch of recruits that cover some of those teams that we talked about before, and the new Fantastic Four members as well. So we can choose from any of those, but we're not going into some of like the Future Foundation picks, like members of Power Pack were on there. You had Dragon Man.
That had to be tough for you, Alex.
It was tough. Yeah. Like, literally when I was thinking about this at first,
you
I
were
was
like, oh, I'm going to do all Power
I want
Pack.
Dragon Man. I'm going to get Alex Power. We'll have Bentley 23 will be on there. But no, none of them are on, like, official roster of the Fantastic Four, so they get left by the side. So that's one way we're limiting ourselves. The other way that I will bring up is we are allowing for multiversal variants, but as soon as somebody calls a multiversal variant, they're off the table. So like one of us chooses the maker, who was the Reed Richards from Ultimate Fantastic Four, no more Reed Richards. There's no more variations of Reed Richards. Right. Same thing for any of the other characters. So that allow for a little more nuance there, even though like there was a very specific Hulk on the team. I think we could open it up, and if you say Hulk, just say which Hulk you're talking about. Right?
Yeah.
But then beyond that, there are some other rules that I don't understand, and for that, we're going to go over to Justin Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, and, before we get to the actual way that we do this, which I explain every time, and Alex has a little hole in his brain, I guess.
It's straight in this ear and right out there.
Nice. He may be Mr. Fantastic in some ways, but he's a real... what are the guys with just the impossible guys who just have the faces... how about just Moloid? You're a Moloid when it comes to drafting.
We'll figure out who the guy with the faces is later.
Yeah, yes, you know, the ones with the faces. Yeah.
They actually ironically don't have a face. I don't know what I'm talking about. Later on, we're going to talk more about our philosophy.
Awesome Andy, the android?
No.
Man Thinker's android? Okay.
No, I think it's like an energy beam that just shoots out of their faces, basically. No?
Cyclops?
Good call. We're going to talk later about our philosophies for the teams we pick, and I think our overall understanding of what is essential for the Fantastic Four later, which I think is important to do, but not until after we draft. And to draft, we are going to do a classic snake draft. Since there are three of us, that means that one person will go first, then someone will go second, someone will go third. Third person will then make a second pick, kicking off the second round, and then we go back. Second person picks fourth. First person picks
fifth. There's only four picks. I mean, this seems insane to do this way.
That's the thing that is crazy about this, is you get to the third person, they're half done.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other crazy thing about this is we may have a completely – this may be the most seamless, frictionless draft ever. We all just picked
out that.
Pick 12 distinct characters and never have an argument. But yeah,
that could happen, or one of us could be planning on totally blocking the other one based on what they know they're going to pick. I guess we'll see.
That's very upsetting.
Yes, we shall
see. I need a good pick here so I don't get blocked. Come on.
Yes. So
lucky
let's do
numbers. Come on.
I have three tiny pieces of paper. With our three names
on it. I thought you were showing who goes first.
Nope.
Bullshit.
We do it live. We pick it live on camera so we know it's honest. Balling them up into little balls.
Yeah, but what sucks is we just trust that you're doing this.
I'm showing you what I'm doing.
I don't know.
The prestige. I know what they do.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another Justin who dies every time.
This is pre-taped, so I know I was able to fix it. I'm putting it in my Just for Laughs cup, which is where I am in Montreal right now, shaking it up so there can be no
falsity. Are you having a lot of laughs?
I'm having just for laughs. Okay, we have our first little piece of paper.
Come on, Pete,
he said to himself.
That was so tidy. You made these so tidy.
Yes, Pete. It is JT.
Oh, that's great, dude. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
That is
finished,
great.
Paul.
Oh, I'm going to do this so, and oh, yeah, it's just me.
And then there's no bad spot.
Yeah. Why did you roll these up so tidy? You made these so,
so they would roll around. They have to roll around. Number two is Alex.
This is a bullshit draft, man.
Here's the thing, Pete. 100% seriously, I kind of think the third position, and I barely understand this, just to be clear, but if you're going to get to pick two before us, that is a huge advantage.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. Let's go.
I'm screwed in some ways, except for in this first pick. So let's kick it off. We are officially drafting the Fantastic Four.
Don't do it.
I'm going on my own. I'm not trying to screw Pete any more than I'm normally trying to screw Pete.
I didn't say I was going to screw Pete. Maybe I'm going to try to screw you.
I don't think you know exactly what I'm doing.
You don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm doing. You don't know what he's doing.
I know 100%. I knew before you were born, Pete. What?
Yes, exactly.
I'm older than you are.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure that one out later.
I'm going to make my first pick, because the crazy thing with this is
there's
a chance you could walk away. I could walk away with no members of the original FF if I don't play this right. Mm-hmm. And that can be problematic, or it can be truly fantastic. And I'm going to make a pick. I'm very much torn here, but I'm going to make the perhaps riskier pick or stranger pick. For my first pick for the FF draft, I'm going with Valeria Richards. No.
Oh, Alex is adjusting his list. Did you see that on his screen? He started typing. He had to adjust his list.
Yeah.
Alex, go, Alex. Because here's the thing.
Hold on. By the way, I just want to interrupt and say I love the fact that, like, I never understand how the steak works, and Pete doesn't understand that we talk on this podcast.
Yes. Neither of you know how to do this, despite the fact that we keep doing it. Yeah. But I picked Valeria because she is, I think, she offers you the Reed Richards beyond.
Yeah. We understand why you picked her. It makes a lot of sense.
She pushes the borders of what Reed Richards could do without his classic downfall moments of getting caught up. She has a better command of balancing her time between her intellect and her emotions, while Reed is constantly being like, what? I haven't spoken to my wife in 6 months. And so, like, I think she is actually a better Mr. Fantastic than even Mr. Fantastic. I also think in the way that the Fantastic Four has been positioned now, Pete, cool it. She is, with her connection with Dr. Doom, she is literally the future of the Fantastic Four. So I'm very excited to have her on my team.
Totally agree with you. That was the reasons that I wanted to pick her as well. I think Mr. Fantastic obviously is a great leader, but Valeria is one of the most interesting characters that has been introduced in the past 20 years or so. She rules.
Yes.
So good pick. Agree. Good first pick. Is it my turn now? Is that
yes? It is Alex's turn.
All right. I was waffling about picking Valeria first, but you blocked me there. So instead, I'm going to go for something, and I want to be clear about this. I actually want to pick this character. Pete, I'm not trying to block you here at all.
Fuck
but
you, man.
Yes.
I'm going to pick Spider-Man as my first pick.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy, what? Dude.
And partially it is to block Pete from getting his whole new Fantastic Four lineup, but the reason is, I can talk about this later, like I've broken down the members of the team, and it's kind of obvious how I've broken them down, but I think Spider-Man does fit a specific spot there. He is also, one thing that I was thinking about a lot is, like, there are characters who have been on the Fantastic Four that are not Fantastic Four characters. Like, there are some characters that are just like, no, they're way more associated with another team. And Spider-Man does work best as a solo hero, I think. That's very important. But if there's any team he's going to fit into that has been associated with, and it's almost like a fifth member, it is Spider-Man. He's such a great character. He's super smart, so he fits in perfectly with Mr. Fantastic, has a great relationship with Human Torch. He works well with the Thing as well, and he just provides a very different viewpoint than the rest of them because they're a family, and he's sort of like the weird cousin that hangs out with them. So I think it's always a very fun dynamic. So there you go.
That's a great call, and also I feel like he is formative, at least in my memory of the Fantastic Four. There's that iconic cover of him surrounded by the Fantastic Four and the Baxter Building and all of that. So he definitely is right there. I'm curious who you will add because he seems like a great add to the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get the Fantastic Four your team. So that's really interesting. Pete, do you want to play or are you just mad over in your little corner?
I do want to play. I'm ready for my pick, and I don't plan on monologuing as much as you two.
Please do. It's a podcast. Do. I don't know how many times I have to say this.
You have to share your decision. You have to show your work, so like math class. Okay. I'm going with, for my first pick, I am going with Black Panther because, as we've established, Reed Richards is a shitty husband, partner. I wouldn't trust him.
By the way, we have not established that.
You guys were just saying that.
We were talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, so thank you. I think just if I'm going to have a leader, I want somebody who not only says they're a good leader, shows they're a good leader, smart enough to be a good leader, which I think Reed Richards, it's very smart, but I'm not going to fight for him because I don't believe in a lot of what he's about. But I think Black Panther is not only a good partner, but also a great leader.
Were you a fan of the run where Black Panther was on the Fantastic Four?
Yes. It got me very excited to read Fantastic Four. I don't get excited about reading Fantastic Four.
You hate family.
No, that's the opposite. I love family, but I think that
They are a family, but not one that I think does a good job of being a family. I think Ben Grimm is the only one who's exemplifies a good family member.
Would you rather go into alternate dimensions in space with your actual family to save the universe, Pete?
Maybe.
Of your family members, who is your Fantastic Four?
Oh, that's wow. Really nice. That's beautiful. Yeah, it's very touching. Okay, I get another pick, right?
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Can I mention one thing? I went to see the movie with my family last night. While we were waiting, we started talking about, like, oh, which members of the Fantastic Four do you think everybody is? It went very poorly. Everybody clearly had a clear idea of, like, no, I'm this character, and there were conflicts. It was awful.
You got four reads?
Yeah. I didn't even contribute because I was like, it's fine, whatever you guys want to do. But I think my son was very focused on, like, he gets to be Reed Richards. He's the smart one.
Who do you say you are?
I don't remember because he was fighting with my daughter, and my daughter was like, I don't know, I guess Johnny Storm. And he's like, well, but I'm also kind of Johnny Storm because I'm funny. So it was mostly him.
He sounds like a Dr. Doom.
Really sounds like a Leo out there. I love it.
All right, Pete, round two, kick it off. Round two of four.
This is tough because I'm really between two, and I think you'll understand. All right, I'm going with She-Hulk as my second pick.
Okay.
Another top pick that I had.
I was going to say, She-Hulk would match very well with Spider-Man in a Fantastic Four, but alas, Pete has robbed Alex of that pick. But Pete, why She-Hulk and not what we all thought you were going to do, the Hulk, the unmodified Hulk?
Well, I think I love Hulk very much, but I think She-Hulk is a better team player than Hulk is. So I think that's why I went with She-Hulk. She does less, sometimes cooler heads prevail. And as somebody who is a spaz, I recognize that She-Hulk is maybe a better Hulk.
Wow. Nice.
She is also, I will say, much more than Hulk, also associated with the Fantastic Four. Like, yeah. I can very clearly in my head picture her in drawn by John Byrne in the FF costume, hanging out with the team, hanging out with the Thing. And she has sort of like the collegial personality where she could just like kind of hang out with everybody. So good pick.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, it's mine. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I know that because that's how the snake draft works.
Ride the snake.
I'm going to send you a snake just so maybe you can understand.
So I can study
better.
It?
Yeah. Okay. Really good. Watch it. You'll get it.
Yeah, he'll just send you a snake in the mail. It'll be cool.
I'm going to send you both a snake, but I'm not going to tell you when. It's just going to come.
But that's how the snake draft works, is you never know what's going to happen next. Like, there's literally no way of figuring it out.
Thank you for describing it, Justin. Stop stalling.
Okay, my second pick, I think Justin made a very good point there that you kind of got to have a member of the Fantastic Four in the mix. You can't just have a bunch of randos. So for my second pick, I am going to choose Invisible Woman.
Interesting.
She's great. She's one of the best characters in the entirety of Marvel Comics. She's also one of the most powerful characters. She's the most emotionally intuitive. She can be a leader of the team and has been a leader of the team. She has a great power that does a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love seeing her interact. And it's the sort of thing that I think, I mean, we'll see how the rest of it turns out, but I think she would work well in almost any iteration of the team where she wouldn't be like, okay, I've done this a million of times, let me take charge. Instead, she would fit in, be able to offer advice, be able to step up as a leader if need be.
Really so good. Really nice. She is extremely powerful, and in a lot of ways, the core of the team. At least, like familial wise, she sort of is married to Reed. Is the sister of Johnny? Now they're fully married.
Nah.
Wow, really throwing quotes.
It depends
around.
On who you're reading it. You know what I mean? Who's writing it?
Yeah. What? great. I look forward to your marriage that we get to sort of question.
Are we going to do a snake draft for that?
Yes.
Excellent.
One pick. Uh-oh, I get to pick first, and the Pete's getting married to someone.
Okay,
draft.
But when we get to me, I get two picks, right?
Well, big wedding. All right, I'm going to move on. My pick for this round.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
You got to pick somebody. You got to strike a balance in the Fantastic Four. And Alex picked a character that is maybe at the center of the Fantastic Four in the comics. But I'm going to pick the heart of the Fantastic Four, and that's the ever-loving blue-eyed Thing.
Wow!
For my team,
Alex is adjusting. He's adjusting his list.
No. I'm putting them in italics, so I don't pick them because I have multiple backups for every single position.
Same.
Yes, I'm actually curious. This one was especially. I took very specific. I made a very specific grid for this, and I want to talk about it. But before that, I got to talk about the Thing. Like, he's the powerhouse. What is great about him in comparison, Clobber especially to your other Clobber and Time like heroes, like a She-Hulk, Hulk, any of the sort of brute force members that have been on the Fantastic Four, is he. It's about his willpower and his never say die attitude. Like, he's not the strongest one there is. When he beats the Hulk in an arm wrestling match, which they do all the time in the comics, it's because he's able to, something happens that he has to react to and he is able to power over it. He's always being attacked, crumbled. He has the amazing story that he is the only one that is sort of trapped in his body, can't get out of it. And that drives him. All of the history and the Yancey Street stuff that we get with Ben Grimm. He's an amazing character, and his relationship with Valeria on my team is actually very important as well. So shouts to that. Very excited to have him.
That's a nice little team you're building.
He's a great character. He's also, one thing you didn't mention, he's just a good guy. He's just like a really good guy.
He was saying that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He is a good guy. Another good guy is my next pick.
Wait,
round three.
Oh, you do get to fucking go twice.
Fuck. I mean, I'm starting to be crazy. How do you not know?
I'll fully admit, I didn't know either. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
You guys are insane.
Thank you,
I can't
Alex.
Believe.
I was waiting for Alex's pick, and then you started talking again. I was like, oh,
I thought
fuck,
it was Pete's pick. I don't know what we're doing.
You guys all truly lose the thread at all times.
It's just so emotional.
I'm picking. Yes, it's so emotional. And
is this four? You've already got all four?
This is my third pick. This is kicking off round three. And then round three will go like this. Me, Alex, Pete. And then Pete will pick his fourth pick. Yeah. Then Alex and I will go last because I went first. That's how it works. That's the genius of a snake draft. We are going to take, I guess, an economics class and learn how this works before our next draft.
No way. So I refuse to learn.
Yes, clearly you do. Yeah. I refuse to learn. Man, put it on Pete's gravestone. Soon, perhaps, if he keeps making decisions like the ones he's making now.
You'll be sad when I die, man.
Pete, I can't wait to draft the attendees at your funeral. I look forward to making some strong picks and some crazier picks, let me be honest. Ali Farinakon. Oh, my God, he made it. What a great pick for Pete's funeral draft. My pick. As I've said, it's all about balance with the Fantastic Four, and so it's a little tricky here, but I'm going to choose someone who's been close to the Fantastic Four for a long time. Not a pick that is maybe someone who everyone's like, I'm dying to get the next story featuring this character, but I like her, and she's important. I'm going to go with Crystal.
Oh!
Crystal. Wow. For the...
No. Alex is... Still
Fantastic Four. Well, I mean, there's only
I'm putting italics so I don't accidentally pick them. That's all.
I mean, Crystal's a character that I feel like has been on the outs in a lot of ways. It doesn't get a lot of feature, but like extremely powerful character. She's had like a great history. She's got a great look. She's a princess of the Inhuman royal family. She was married to Quicksilver, right? For quite some time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's connected to the larger Marvel universe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
In a really great way, and is just tied up in the history of the Fantastic Four. She was in love with Johnny Storm for a while, which is a crazy to go from
that.
Johnny Storm to Quicksilver. But I liked their relationship, especially the Quicksilver side of it. We read a lot of in like X-Factor and all that. So that is cool. I think she's a great addition to my little team.
All right. And who goes next?
You do. I just said it, Alex. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe we just have memory problems.
Yep, that's it.
This is tough since we only got two more here. But I'll tell you what, since I don't get Valeria, I do like Mr. Fantastic, actually. I know Pete hates him, but I'm not going to choose him. I do think...
Because you want to fuck me up. That's why.
Because you want to fuck me. Said Pete.
You're fucking up my shit.
This is on the same list, and maybe I'll explain why later, though. You might be able to figure it out. I'm going to choose Ant-Man, Scott Lang.
Wow. Scott Lang, of course, because it's not...
Yes, he was on. I was also wrong. I believe it was Matt Fraction and Mike Allred, not Dan Slott and Mike Allred. Or at least maybe they both wrote it. I don't know. I'll try to look it up during the next one. But I really like Scott Lang. Great character. I think what really characterized his time on the Fantastic Four was how out of his depth he was. Mm. Like he was trying to lead the team versus Invisible Woman. And just thinking about this team right now, like, first of all, I think you could have fun with two bug-themed heroes on the same team. I also think that, like...
Yeah, given the microverse.
I don't know. I think, like, there's some jokes and humor to be had there. But also, what I was saying before about Invisible Woman, somebody who'd be like, Ant-Man clearly is going to jockey to be like, I'm the scientist, I'm in charge, let's go, I know what I'm doing. But he doesn't. So Invisible Woman could step in and kind of, like, take over and pick up where he's falling down. While he grows and changes and learns because he is this fun character. So there you go.
Very good.
All righty. Yes.
Closing out round three and kicking off round four. So Pete is making the next two picks successively and will be finishing his Fantastic Four right now.
Yeah.
He is Black Panther and She-Hulk currently.
That is correct. And my number three pick will be Ghost Rider. Intimidation factor is important for me. You know what I mean? When you show up and you're rolling with your crew, you want people to be like, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong and I need to adjust and maybe make some corrections in my life choices. And I feel like when you're rolling with Ghost Rider, you know, people are going to turn. People are going to be like, oh, we're in trouble. So I feel like he does such a great job of not only, you know, intimidating, but also... you know, he's a badass, Flaming Skull, Penance Stare, you know, those come in handy, you know.
I feel like this is the same reason you picked him for Thunderbolts, right?
Exact same reason, yes.
Yes, well, and if he was a mutant, you would have picked him for X-Men, I believe?
Yes.
If he was a DC character for Justice League?
Oh, man, that would have been great. Mm-hmm. Great. So then, last and not surprisingly, going to be on my team, I'm going to go with Wolverine. Because if you have Fantastic Four, you want to go with Wolverine. Short but mighty, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. He's just a dynamo, and he's the best at what he does. Justin brought up the best, and he is. And so you want the best in your team. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you got Black Panther, who is a genius. You got She-Hulk, who is the muscle, but also very smart and capable. And then you've got, you know, left fist, right fist with Ghost Rider Wolverine combo. You know what I mean? You don't want to mess with that knuckle sandwich. And I would take that team anywhere.
Nothing says family like Wolverine, Ghost Rider, She-Hulk, and Black Panther.
Hey, man, people's families are different. You know what I mean?
We're not talking about overall philosophy on Fantastic Four yet. We'll find out what it is. Very curious to hear what Pete thinks the Fantastic Four is. Also curious to hear if he uses the words a real goon squad, as he has so far in every previous every team draft. But we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Great.
Alex.
So I'm making my last pick here. This is tough. I'm completely blocked up in terms of who... honestly, who I want to pick is my fourth thing, because specifically, Justin, you're taking most of my picks at this point.
Yes.
And my backup picks. But I think I'm going to panic pick here and choose.
Oh boy.
You're going to go Johnny Storm? What are you going to do?
Nah, I'm going to. Oh, that would be a good one. I'm going to choose Miss Thing. which is also,
I'm sorry.
Also from the Matt Fraction, Mike Allred, possibly Dan Slott line that I should really look up. But that's Darlene Deering. She is
I'm just
a
making
model
sure
who
that this
has
is
a,
on the...
It is. She has a yeah, thing ring, there. And she does
oh,
thing ring,
there.
Do your yeah. thing. Yeah. And then it gives her a thing suit. It's just a very fun visual to see her tiny little head popping out of the thing suit. And just to reveal a little bit, like Pete's saying, you need the bustle, you need the thing place on the team. And I had a couple of people on there. And of those ones, she is the most fun, I think, the most fun to draw. To be honest, I don't know how much she fits in with the rest of the team, even though she was on the team with Ant-Man. But that can put her in an interesting place, potentially, as well.
Nice. Great. Weird. Strange teams we have here. But that's what it's all about.
It is funny, by the way, that you were like, this is going to be easy, Justin, and it was not.
No, it's not. It's not. Easy. I said this is the most. You have to be so specific with what you're doing in this draft. I think we've all been something. I will say that so far. I don't know exactly what it is, but we'll find out for my final pick, which will get to the essential philosophy that I have for the Fantastic Four, and specifically my Fantastic Four. I have jumped around between a bunch of different ideas, but I'm going to go with someone who is not perhaps in everyone's consciousness right now in the comic book industry, but certainly captured mine and others in the 90s. I'm going to pick Namorita as my fourth pick on the Fantastic
Four.
Dude,
you're all over the place, bro.
No, she's great. She was my right behind Miss Thing on that section on my list. She's a great character.
I love Namorita. Obviously, from the New Warriors, I feel like you get to know her more. But the connection to Namor and the Fantastic Four feels germane to this. She is a very passionate, temperamental hero, but fights so hard. And she can fly. She's very strong. She has Atlantean powers. So, very cool to have her there.
It's nothing weirder than Alex saying Miss Thing.
Miss Thing.
Yeah.
Miss Thang. Anyway, there we go. We got our picks. We've got our teams. Why don't we repeat them really quickly just to go through them? I can go first. Ant-Man, Invisible Woman, Spider-Man, and Miss Thing. And I'll just mention, I didn't really have much more of a philosophy other than, like I said, the correct version of the Fantastic Four is Mr. Fantastic, who is the leader, usually smart in some way, reserved. Invisible Woman, powerful female. You have a jokester who is under the Human Torch. That's where I got the Spider-Man thing from. And then you have the strength, the muscle, somebody steady, who is the Thing. And that's where I got my Miss Thing from. I will say, just to throw one out there, because we have mentioned her, I love the character of She-Thing, but she is so depressed all the time. I don't know if you remember, but she was always like, I hate this. And
yeah.
It's really good, but it's so hard to read. So even though I might prefer her character-wise over Miss Thing, I think I'm looking for more of a fun, light team, and that's why I put it together this way.
Yeah, that's fun. It does feel, your team does feel like you did accomplish what you set out to do, I feel like, with that. Pete, you want to go next?
Yeah, I mean, I have...
And remember, you're not allowed to say a real goon squad at any point, but go ahead.
Yeah, just no...
I have no Black goons. Panther, I have She-Hulk, I have Ghost Rider, I have Wolverine. And you guys talk about family, and I think if we did write a comic about these four, you would learn that they are family, and they believe in similar things, you know what I mean? And if I would have had my druthers, I would have gone Black Panther, Hulk, and then She-Hulk. And then
Hulk and She-Hulk?
Yeah, yeah. But
you could have done that.
No, you said, kind of like so anyways, I also had Spider-Man with Spider-Man.
I'm sorry, did you think She-Hulk was a multiversal variant of Hulk?
No, but I just felt like, I didn't want to just
Hulk,
kinda,
Red Hulk, She-Hulk,
it would be fun. It would
real
be fun.
Fantastic Four,
but,
right there.
Spider-Man was my number five, if someone would have picked that. And then my number six was Storm, and my number seven was Luke Cage. So, I do, for lack of a better word other than Goon Squad, I like angry people who are good at their job. So, you know.
Pete, what I love about your drafting technique is you just pick your favorites all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the kid who's like picking a team and he's like, let's pick a kickball team. And you pick all your friends. Exactly. It's like, let's pick a math Olympiad team. You're like, pick all your friends.
That's right.
We're all bad at math, but great at kickball.
Yeah, I'm not good at betting, but I.
By the way, I did want to mention one other thing about Fantastic Four, because we have mentioned family a lot, and obviously they are family, but I do think one of the major facets of Fantastic Four that makes them different from X-Men or Avengers or whoever else is they're not primarily about being superheroes. They are explorers and scientists who end up in superhero situations more than anything. So that was also something that I was trying to keep in mind, because I think Spider-Man could fit that bill, Ant-Man could fit that bill, Invisible Woman certainly, Miss Thing maybe a little less so, but there you go.
Well, but that's something I thought about in making my team, because I think something is with the Fantastic Four. When they started it, they were a family that did one thing and this happened to them and they were always together doing that stuff. But as it's gone on, I feel like so many of the Fantastic Four stories are about their diverse subcast that they've been connected to. With Reed Richards, it's a lot of like cosmic stuff, all the other Reed Richards across the multiverse. With The Thing, he's on a Yancey gang adventure. He's with Alicia. He's got his different pocket things. With Invisible Woman, it's her connection to other superheroes. Human Torch, he has a different superpowered girlfriend like every year. And so like, a lot of their fat stories have been tied in through their subculture. So I feel like for me, putting this team together, it was that, thinking about what diverse areas of the Marvel Universe could we draw a story from and adventures from. And with Valeria, The Thing, Crystal, and Namorita, there's a lot of variation there. You touch on the Inhuman world. Valeria connected to Doom, Big Thing. The Thing, all the stuff I mentioned. Namorita has a connection to all the younger heroes and villains of the Marvel Universe. So I really like that. But the other thing is, putting this together, I tried to break down the Fantastic Four and the characters that have been associated with them into the buckets of, like, the Reed bucket of characters, the Thing, Invisible Woman, and Johnny Storm buckets of what types of characters, because they're always slotting in someone to replace them. Mm-hmm. And the way I broke it down was Reed Richards is the brain. The Thing is the heart. Invisible Woman is the power, the juice. She's the secretly most powerful one. And then Johnny Storm is the passion.
Mm-hmm.
So brain, heart, power, passion. And that's what I went with my team is like Valeria Richards, brain, The Thing, heart, Crystal, power, and Namorita, passion. Like she is that caustic character that is always flying in and wrecking shit before they figure it out, just like Johnny Storm. And I really like that as putting a team together to have those slots makes it easier and sort of more fun to see who you can bend in to the different spots you need.
Yeah, I found that very helpful when approaching these drafts is to have these different columns. And this one, like we said all along, and we keep reiterating, is weird because I wasn't even necessarily thinking about it the way that you were saying, Justin, so much as at the top of the column was Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, The Thing. And I was like, I'd be fine picking any one of those, but who is like that thing? And then listed them down below them.
But you didn't really pick any of them.
I picked Invisible Woman.
That's true.
I like to think about my team as like a real goon squad, honestly, is kind of how I approach
smart.
It. So there you go.
That's
why don't
we
talk
way.
About our villain? Now that we have our teams together, who are they going
to
face?
Well, one other thing before we move to villain, I want to say, what other also-rans, who did you get close to picking? Pete said his. Alex, what were your close calls?
So once you took Valeria, I was waffling between Mr. Fantastic and Ant-Man. If I didn't get Invisible Woman, I would have picked Medusa, probably, who I think is great, and also fits into very much like that leader thing. Spider-Man, the backups that I had there were Human Torch, but also Jack of Hearts.
I had Jack of Hearts, too.
Jack of
Hearts.
He's
a good
If I got member. Two picks back-to-back where I could have grabbed She-Hulk and Jack of Hearts, I would have grabbed them because I think, like,
great call.
Great couple.
The romance there from Rainbow Rowell's run on She-Hulk.
Yeah. That's such a good call.
Run.
I didn't even think of that part.
I had a couple of things like that. It. Like, similarly, you pick Crystal. Crystal, to me, if I had her on a team with Human Torch for that romantic friction, is interesting. Or The Thing works with She-Thing. So, yeah, there you go.
That's really cool. The others. Oh, go ahead.
I do really, because I was thinking about She-Hulk and Jack of Hearts just because I love that run so much. But so then I was like, I'm not putting couples together. I'm not building a rom-com here.
That's what Fantastic Four has, at least part of it, with Reed and Sue, is that romantic relationship. I know you don't like it, but it is there. Human Torch is always dating people on the team. The Thing, like I just said, was on the team with She-Thing, and they had a romantic thing that went horribly wrong. So I do think that's part and parcel of it, that you can do that.
Just like family, like you date someone and then they're part of your family. Like the Ryan North run has so much family, the extended adopted kids that they brought in to the Thing and Alicia and all that. So definitely big time. The other sort of characters I was thinking of, Nova, which is not the Nova Richard Rider. This is Nova, the Herald of Galactus. I've always liked her as a character. Would have been great on the team. Jack of Hearts, as mentioned. The two weirder ones are Sleepwalker, who was briefly a member of the Fantastic Four. Doesn't fit any of the rubric that I mentioned, but just a cool, I've always liked Sleepwalker. You like it. Yeah. That's the Pete pick. And then another character that I've always liked that is part of the Fantastic Four, sort of, is Lijah, the Skrull Alicia.
Oh, yeah.
Sleepwalker dated. Is on this wiki page. I was like,
Sleepwalker is on the wiki page. Yeah. Lijah is not, because she wasn't ever an actual member. But I've always liked that character, and that was one of the why. When I was a kid and I read that Alicia was secretly a Skrull, and that's why she got with Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
My mind was blown when I was a kid. I couldn't believe it. Because it was also a betrayal for Johnny Storm to be with Alicia.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what retconning was.
Yeah, that was during Secret Wars, right? Because
I think
Thing
so. Right
and
after.
I'm forgetting, was it Thing and Mr. Fantastic who got taken to Battle World, and then Invisible Woman and Johnny Storm were left behind? And because they were gone for months, Alicia and Johnny start dating, and you're right, it's a total like, oh my god, this is awful, what are you doing, please stop doing this to the Thing. But then she turns out to be a Skrull, and it's a betrayal of Johnny, and it's so juicy.
It was great soap opera. And the only other thing before we move on to villains I want to say is, what do we think the two original members, Mr. Fantastic and Human Torch, undrafted? Why is that?
I think Johnny Storm is a fun character, but he's sometimes a liability.
I will say I was waffling with my last pick. I wanted a strength person, but I do like the idea of both Spider-Man and Human Torch on the team because they do have a really good relationship, but they could also prank each other, which is very fun with Human Torch and the Thing. So I was waffling there. I was very close with Human Torch. Mr. Fantastic, I think, is great. I do like him, unlike Pete, who dislikes him, but I just wanted a more interesting pick personally for me in Ant-Man than Mr. Fantastic, and you had already taken Valeria Richards.
Yeah. So. I feel like Reed Richards, just from the character as he's been for so long, is just a little burnt. I think Hickman did so many great Reed stories that it feels like we need a new idea with Reed. So, sort of similar to the way we've talked about Scott Summers' Cyclops, in that it's like, we get that he's a hardened leader who has too much on his shoulders. We need a new story idea for that character. And I think Reed Richards sort of has the same thing. He's a little squeezed out from a narrative point of view. And then Human Torch, I feel like he's someone who, while being a liability, he's an important part of the team, but he also feels like he's just not 100% committed. He's just sort of like, huh? What? And he's like, he's just one step behind everybody. So if he feels like there's another spot, that could, another person could take his place.
Do we want to talk about villains? Who is your team going to face? Pete, do you have an idea of a villain you want your team to face? And just for everybody listening out there, we're not drafting these. We could repeat villains if we want. It's fair game. So go ahead, Pete.
Well, when you talk about villains of the Fantastic Four, I mean, Doctor Doom is kind of the main villain I think of, and one of my favorite villains of all time. So he's a great villain and a fun villain, so I would want my team to go up against him. I also really like Namor just because of his, you know, relationship with Invisible Woman, which is interesting. And then that Justin was talking about, I don't know which podcast, but about the kind of fun relationship with Reed's and Sue's daughter that makes him such a kind of cool, fun villain as well. So, yeah, dude, those are my two villains that I think are great and also would be fun classic villains for the Fantastic Four.
Justin, what about you? You got a villain?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many iconic villains. Obviously,
Blastar. You go with Blastar?
Blastar's up there. That's a powerful. Like, what's great about the Fantastic Four villains is there a lot of them are just visually striking. So, like, it's cool to see them. Though I feel like we've seen the Fantastic Four go up against Mole Man first a lot.
Yeah.
Galactus feels burned because of the movie a little bit. Mm-hmm. I like other people
so
like
you're
Annihilus.
Going Mad Thinker? Is that what you're going with?
Nope. The Mad Thinker's a villain that I'm always like, what? Why is he that way?
I'm thinking mad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's up there with, like, Mad Thinker, Red Ghost, where I'm like, these guys seem wicked beatable. I don't know.
I don't know. The Red Ghost has three super apes. That's tough.
That feels extremely
more than a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, do you guys know? I didn't remember this until I was researching it for the movie, but he... His whole thing was he was a Russian scientist who was trying to repeat the experiment that gave the Fantastic Four his powers, and so he did it with three apes.
So the idea weird. Of three apes is so crazy. Like, yes. Do four or do one or right. something.
But no,
three
he's kind
so
of, he's the fourth ape because he
but
gets
he
powers
have,
as well.
He doesn't have the same? I don't know. It doesn't
it's
make
weird.
Sense.
I'm agreeing it's weird.
We're three yeah. apes.
We are three apes, and we each have separate powers. Pete took Namor, but I think especially with Namor Rita on my team, that's a great option. But the other two I was going to say, Puppet Master. I've always liked Puppet Master's relationship as Alicia's father. The Thing always affected by Puppet Master, so that's really cool. And one that I just, as a kid, was like, this is the best, Super Skrull. I've always loved Super Skrull as a villain for the
Fantastic
Four.
So I had written down three possible villains for the team, and I do think they fit for the team that I put together. The
I
first
have Medusa
one,
on mine, so it's funny that you talked about
Medusa as a villain?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. The first one I put down was the Maker, the evil Reed Richards.
Sure.
I don't know if it quite works here. I was kind of thinking if I got Valeria, that would work really nicely, because just having a evil version of the leader of the Fantastic Four fighting this new team, I think is an interesting way to start things off.
Yeah, that's
similarly,
cool.
I had just written down not Super Skrull, but Skrulls, because you do have the whole shape-changing people who are potentially doubting themselves as they figure out do they work as well as a family unit might be interesting. But the one I really want to go for is one that we mentioned the other day, who was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, but is much weirder, who is Psycho Man. As you mentioned, the Microverse. He is a scientist for the Microverse who came out, and his whole power is controlling people's emotions, but he does it with this large tablet that just has three enormous buttons that say fear, doubt, and hate. And I remember seeing it and being like, what is the deal? Just stop him from pressing the buttons. What is going on here? But it is a crazy villain. You got Ant-Man who could shrink so they could go down to the Microverse to battle him. Again, like playing on their emotions. If we are dealing with a team doubting themselves, you got that right there. And it's a weird, quirky team I think I put together. So having a weird, quirky villain would be fun to start things off.
Psycho Man's tablet has real original iPod energy, where it's like, hey, man, time for an upgrade. I think you need to add some more buttons or less buttons or something. But that's the wrong number of buttons you have on there. It's also funny, Psycho Man, Mad Thinker. It's like, what are they? They named these guys at lunch, and then
100%
in the comic 100%. At dinner.
Well, there you go. There is our Fantastic Four draft. We love doing these. I don't want to speak for you guys, but I do think we love doing these. So if you got an idea for a next team that we should tackle, let us know in the comments, because we would love to do another one of these in the future. If you haven't checked out the previous ones, do check them out, as I mentioned, in the podcast feed or on the YouTube channel. And if you'd like to support this podcast and all the podcasts we do, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about Fantastic Four. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show. ComicBookClubLive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, we'll see you at the Comic Book Club.
Coming up next, Pete's All Hulk Draft, where he drafts Hulks. Yeah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.